Kira Boisai, Rashi's Kiseite. Kiseite, La Mulchoma, La Ivecho, in Sona, Yashav, the Kerabi, Yodera, Beshavis, and Shivyoi, Kira, and Doisho. It was fired to us, a slew sugyo, a sugyo, a fast toya. The Torah tells us the head of a fast toya was mato inside deep return and negative Sahara. Still be turkey negative Yitzhara. But the Torah says that what's going to happen to such a relationship after you're going to get married to her, she's going to become a snua. So next to Palsha. And finally, Kisiyena Leish Ben Soireu Moire, Einenu Shomea Bekolova Bekolimoi. The end result is going to be a Ben Soireu Moire. And the Shaila is, if the Torah was Mataha, the Torah realized that we had to be mata, Dibra Torah connected to the Yetzahara, that a person going out to battle, his emotions are running crazy, he sees a beautiful woman there, what do you expect of him? The Torah understood his human psyche better than anybody else. This man, he's in battle. What do you expect of him? Torah's matter. Suck the Torah. You should know. So if you have been Torah, hey, what's going on over here? I mean, if the Torah's matter, so why is that the result of this relationship? So many years we said a mahalach, a beautiful mahalach over here. Up here the Meshech Chochmah with Kasha. The Meshech Chochmah fret in the beginning of the parasha. Kiseiti la melchom alevecho nesono yashem alekecha biyodecho. V'shavis ha-shivyo. Fret the Meshech Chochmah gevaltika ha-orah. Why does the Torah depend the din of Yifas Torah on nesono yashem alekecha biyodecho? Let's say we don't win the battle. Let's say it's a stalemate, but the halacha of Yifas Toya is halacha that you take captives. You can have an even war, there's also captives. What's telling the son of Hashem HaGelvi Yodelcha? So effective Meshech Chochmah. Meshech Chochmah says a chiddush la'halacha over here. We're going to say a pshat pidrash, but he says a chiddush la'halacha. Talk to Meshech Chochmah that the whole heta, this is a ben olam chaveiro shmuz nichla. So the head of the Meshech Chochmah, that the whole head to take Yifas Toya is only if we're totally victorious. But if it's a stalemate, or if, so the Meshech Chochmah, their side also took captives, you have no head to keep this lady a cheshbon on the change of the captives. The other side, the other goyim, they took captives from the Yidden. So if you and the son, Eshan HaLekechot, the Meshech Chochmah, and you won the battle totally, it was a complete victory, so then you have all the captives, they have all the captives, okay? Then there's a head on your fast tire, like the Meshech Chochmah. You don't find this Chish in Rambam. But if the other side also took captives, you weren't victorious, stalemate. They have captives, you have captives. Oh, I want to take my fight. You can't. Your Uncle Belch family is hanging out by the Goyim. You don't want him there. You can't take her. Switch, change her in, the uncle. Hagami don't like him too much. He snores. But Amaisa, you don't want him hanging out by the Goyim. You gotta switch. That's the head of the... I want to say that maybe another knaitz up here. And this is the gewaldig is avoider, where he said, the chodesh el, we're heading towards Yom HaDin. The chodesh el always teaches a tremendous yisoid. In the Welt, many times we have a mahalach of how to work. A person wants to work in chodesh el, especially the chana for the heilike yimei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Person wants to work on mimayit, we're not tzaddikim. The guy wants to ask me, you heard you have a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. I said, no, my guys are still doing averis. But anyway, the vice of Soifah Shel Dover, we're trying to give mimayit to chet. So the way to work on chet is people, the mahalach, one mahalach is, we talk about chet, how terrible it is to do chet. What a chet does, it brings you down, it's terrible, it's get there, get hand up, this, that. We talk about that's a mahalach, but that's sometimes very hard to work on. The person has sometimes nisyonos, it's hard to just see that, hey, we don't see it in front of us. We know afterwards, but sometimes we feel it afterwards that we brought down. But the Chodesh El Elul is a tremendous yisoid how to work on chet, a whole different approach, which is many different ways. And that is what we say. Moshe Lamar Dovid Doime Zog Kol Shizav Tor. Anyway, the marshal, a person has somebody he's very close to, a wife, a parent. The parent showers them with hatov. The guy comes home from school. He's 10 years old. And I had a Talmud. He said he came home from school for his 15th birthday. I'm sure his parents had money. Outside was working, waiting his present, a new convertible, waiting outside all wrapped up with the ribbon, his 15th birthday. I also got a convertible, but it was one of those, but anyway, Lemaisa, at least it was a convertible, they could have got a convertible. Anyway, but Lemaisa, but he was a 15-year-old kid, his parents came out, they loved him so much, a convertible. Whatever he needs, his parents go, Yankala, what a sweet kid. You want to sleep well at night. He comes to his room. There's a mamish, a posturpedic mattress, 16 feet mattress. He comes in his room. It's mamish adorned with the most beautiful things. Anything that he needs in life. The next day, the son, he has a taiva. He has a nice convertible, wants to go out, and he wants to buy a beautiful system for the convertible. He forgot to put in the new system. You know, the new cars, the new system he wants to put in. Shower in the car. Anyway, so the Maisa, he's waiting around. And he sees in the drawer, he knows his father's not around right now, but he knows in his drawer in the room, his father has that safe, that nice drawer. And his fingers are also very sticky. He has sticky fingers, so sticky fingers can get into the drawer. He's on his way into the room. He thinks for a second, the shower, the GPS system, the robot comes out of the car, into the car, takes over the driving for you. Refrigerator, inside the car. Microwave. Whatever he wants. I walked into a car just now. It says, Rebbe, maybe you want to be warmed up down below? No problem. Just in case. Anyway, the kids are... So he said, so the kid's heading to the bedroom with his sticky fingers. He starts walking towards the drawer, and then he pops into his mind, how can I do this? You're right, I'm not talking about the Averis Shabbat. My parents, my wife, so good to me. They're so much they give me. My whole life, everything. It's not the pshat that Aveira is so terrible. It's also true. But how can I do such a thing? I have such a feeling of appreciation. Such a feeling of Hakaras HaToiv. It's not Shaya. The same thing in the Mahalach of Avodas Hashem and Moisah. And Ulai, that's the pshat in this parasha of Moisah. So if the Helik HaToiv, HaToiv, you're right. You're at battle. The emotions are running wild. You're dodging bullets left and right. You can't smear Seinayim. You can't do it now. You watch smear Seinayim, you get a bullet between the eyes. It'll be a different type of smear Seinayim. You can't. He's running wild. So he sees it fast, so he can't control. So for Torah, the battle's over now. He took it to the house. Should he or shouldn't he? So the Helik HaToiv, HaToiv, where's your focus right now? Hagam, you had the taiva. Avon Isonoi, Hashem Alekev Abiyodecho. The Yavir Yishlam, get it, it's a Mary the Gazar. You walked out unscathed. Not a scratch. Not a scratch on your body. You in the midst of battle. Ballistic missiles flying in between, over your head, under you, between the legs. You saw that? Not a scratch. On the son of Hashem and the kech of Yodecha. Hashem and the kech of the prophets. Amitius. Unbelievable. Where's your focus now? You're right, you have a title. You're right, it's hard. But on the son of. So the Torah Toisha, that's the title of the mensch. Right, we have to matri. We have to be matri because the title. But the Torah says, we think the guy can now overcome it if he focuses on the son of Hashem HaKav Yadach. So what happens if he doesn't? Ki siyenali ish ben soire ru moire einenu sheimea b'kol ovu b'kol imoi. Why was epiz he has ben soire ru moire v'osa? What's a ben soire ru moire? Ben soire ru moire is the classic spoiled kid who has no feelings of a curse at times. The few were saying it's Meiridik, Mido connected Mido. Because the guy wasn't able to focus on the Sonoy, on that curse at times, he shouted to the Israelish Lord, and he went after his Taiva. The apple doesn't fall far off on the tree. He said, he's Ben Seira or Meirid. And then the Shemaya the Kolovi, he's eating wine, he's drinking meat, he tuck a head for that drawer, but he don't stop. He takes out some money and he buys whatever he needs because he loses the focus on the Kodesh HaToiv HaMoisad. This is the Mahal we said over in the previous years, a Merid HaGazdach, a Merid HaVoidah. This year I want to maybe come with a different Mahal for us. That was only Akdamah. What time is next? Anyway, this may be another Mahal to say. The Etzem Reboisei is one of the most fascinating things that Shaykh Reboisei. There's one day a year that everything's decided. It's coming up in a few weeks, just to remind a few people on the calendar after Labor Day. But anyway, a great day of Rosh Hashanah, the Yoyim Adin, no Golov Anoyim. On that day, every Chag has a mitzvah, Reboisei. Every chag we know has a mitzvah that's miyuchad to that chag, so because the sukkah, with the lulav and esrei, pass the matzah, the kippah, the dermatinus. Rosh Hashanah is miyuchad, Rabbi said, we know for the mitzvah of shoifa. But it's very interesting. The mitzvah of shoifa, be'emet l'roiv, roiv, shoinim, a kapi paskin l'halacha, is not a mitzvah of an act. A person can blow a shofar gozel. So we pass in Halacha, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 28a. The Gemara says shofar gozel is mutter to blow from. Why? Because ain't gezel b'koyah. Ain't gezel b'koyah. The mitzvah of shofar is not a mitzvah of tekiah, pashtus. The mitzvah of shofar that we made l'shmoya kol shofar. It's a mitzvah of shmiya. Maybe the gazap of us. The ganze year is totally Rosh Hashanah, and the ganze Rosh Hashanah
Kol shana, that we don't blow betchilosos like the Gemara, Miriam la b'soifa. The whole Rosh Hashanah is going to Kiyah in the mitzvah of shofar. And the ganze mitzvah of shofar is not even an act. The mitzvah of Shmiyah, to hear. Tell the Gazakh. What's the story? The Loch is a boy sign that if a person wants to be koine and eved, so what's the halacha? What do you do? So an eved, that's the eved only for a certain amount of time. You buy, you purchase him. But in yomar yomar eved or hafti es adoni es ishti es bonai lo yetsi bechofshi vihigi shoy el adoni el adeles the rotsa adoni es oznoi bamatzei the mitzvah to be koina a king and oila in the eved. About Alam or Shoyva, but the Losh HaTorim is a Kinyan Oilam. Losh of Kedushin 4a, we had Kinyan Oilam. To be Koine Kinyan Oilam, we have to make a Meister in the Oizen. That shows Avdus. That's the Meister Av, that's the Meister Kinyan Avdus of Odon Le'eva is a Kinyan in the Oizen. What's the long disabysa? So the Hilga ben Yoinu. Oyro Mashloy Ma'amelech Ova Shomer ben Yoinu Shashay. Ma'or Einayim Yisamach Lei. Shmua Toiva Tidash and Etzah. Ma'or Einayim, the light of the eyes makes a person happy. Or Shmua Toiva Tidash and Otzah. Oizen Shoymas Toychachas Chaim Bekerev Chacham Tolim. Listen to the words of the Hilchos Rabbeinu Yoinu Shari Tshuva. Yeish L'chol Chacham Lev L'das. We should know. Ki lo yitochen shechi b'shloima an olam ha'shon v'ram b'teilim ke'elim. Shloima Melch talking about the eyes and the ears. Shloima Melch is with the Chacham Mikol Odom. He doesn't say words of vanity v'ram b'teilim. B'teilim v'amus v'yosh Hashem. B'kshva hira Allah v'yechcha Mikol Odom. This is the pshat. Me'or einayim yisamach lei. Ho'ayin eiver nichbad me'oi. Ki yiru bo'e sam o'oi v'sam v'samchum v'salei. Seeing things creates a tremendous simcha. It creates a tremendous appreciation of the bria. But v'nichbad yimenu ha'oizen. The oizen is much greater than the eyes. Yishvu by Shmua Toiva Hamidan Dashenes Eso Etzen, it fattens the bones. She'ein boy Haragoshu will Yadush Morainai. Bones are inanimate objects of Oisai. But a Shmua Toiva, the Koyach of the Oizen, to hear something right, can affect even an inanimate object. That's the Koyach of the Koyach of Shmir. Vol Yadushin, Vichen Aron Chazal. Ki always nechbam b'shav one shem sime as einoy. We have later, but bekam perek achoyv. A guy blind somebody, noislad may einoy. Chershoy, if you deaf somebody, noisinloy to make kuloy. You got to pay for the ganze mensch. The inayo odom chayev laavod as Hashem isbar beivav isum kula. And special va'oyin shadol yosim yafim yimaisim mitzvoyso. Ki Hashem eiti b'chu b'chu shal kein hiktim lahaskar ma'asa oizim ba'avar oiz la goyil l'choyves abudoso ki te avoydes ha'oizim b'shmoya ato ychoch oiz oizim shu ma'as to ychoch oiz chayim b'chayim b'chachom toli. The yisoyer of the oizim has a koya to listen to a message of oizim. The oizim is something that made the shmiya niz nichnas pnimi mamish. Seeing something, you see it, you have to take it in. The mitzias of the oizim, the shmiya is nichnas pnimi mamish. So creamy that has an effect on inanimate objects. Shmua toyim v'dash in otzer. That's the koyach of shmir, Rabbi Yisai. Shmir is something that not only to be taken in it automatically, if it's left to be open, if you give the chance to be open, it can affect inanimate, it can change a person's metzias mahus by hearing toychachas chayim, hearing true life. Zokt Ramba.
Gimel Mirashuva Halacha Gimel.
Says the Rambam, the Apal Pibs, I'm sorry, Dal, Shebetia Soifa Rosh Hashanah Xeis HaKosuf was. Even though the blowing on Soifa Rosh Hashanah is Xeis HaKosuf, Remez Yeshboy, Kloimar, Ulu Yeshenem Ishinaschem, Vakitsin Adomit Adamaschem, the Chipsin Maasein, the Chosu Betshuva, the Zochu Borachem, Eilu Hashokhu Maseemes Bahavle Zman. The Shoigim, because you're not behaving for me, because you're loyal. The purpose of the Shmir of the Shoifas is the Rambam. Rem is Yes, but that Shmir is supposed to blow life into us. Real life, to wake a person up, to understand, in that blowing, to understand what's my purpose here, what am I doing here? What did I come down for? That's the koyach of the shoifa uru. It's nichlas pnimi, and to wake up, to arouse the senses that maybe, just maybe, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm not going the right way. I'm not realizing the truth. It's a wake up call. But the koyach of the shmir of shoifa is something that's nichlas pnimi, and that koyach to be nichlas pnimi can have a tremendous effect. The uru can wake up. It wake us up and bring us about a total change, a revolution, to see the truth, to embark on the truth now, to change our ways, to improve, to look for the MS of us. It could very well be Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Taino in the Ben Torah of Moira. The Torah says you have to menavel, bring it to the house. The purpose is to get us to cry and to be bosses of the other ima, to seek out, to cry for our mother and our father. Machlokes in the Gemara means a real mother or avodah zara. She seeks it out. But a guy is supposed to go in every day and hear her cry and hear the message. She's crying for her father. She's trying to reunite. She's trying to get a kesher. She's trying to get a go back to her roots. She doesn't want. Wake up. The Bechir of the Eishes Yifas Toya is the Bechir that you're supposed to hear, the Shmua. But this guy's not focused. He's focused on himself. He's not hearing the message. He's not listening to the message. What happens? He has a Ben Seiro and Moira. Einenu Shoimeya, the coil of his, with a coil Imoi. Doesn't say Einenu Shoimeya, Le Oviv with Imoi. Einenu Shoimeya, the coil of his, with a coil Imoi. You close the ear to hear the truth. You close the ear that what does she really want? She wants to be with Avodah Zarah. She wants to be, she doesn't want you. She doesn't care about you. She wants to go back to her roots. Start thinking about your boyrei. Start waking up. Start thinking about your father. She's looking for us. You should start thinking about your Avodah. If you always said the first shtickel is even better, the thing about your Avi V'imoy, who did so much for you, who took care of you, but it's a Yeinenu Shoimeya. He's a Yeinenu Shoimeya. Mida Kenegi Mida, he has a Yeinenu Shoimeya because Avi V'imoy. His son is also a Yeinenu Shoimeya because of it. But the coil of it, he doesn't hear the message. The oizen is not open. The koyach of the oizen, Lekoine Avodo Badin, we say. Lekoine avodov badin. A Baruch Shalom on Rosh Hashanah has been koine us as his avodov to become that. What's the pshat eved? The eved to Hashem is to realize the truth. To realize that the Rambam says, "Eilu Hashoyim as the emes va'avle asman." We're forgetting what's going on. The world is a world of dimyoin. The truth is to connect with Hashem, to be connected at a deep level. Oh, we forget it throughout the year. All the nisyonos, tremendous nisyonos, pulling us away. Rosh Hashanah is to regain focus. But how? What's the koyach? The koyach is the koyach of the oisim, the bits of the shvira. Koyach Rosh Hashanah is mitzvah hashmiya, to hear. Because if we hear properly, like the Rambam Ben Yonah says, Toychachas Chayim, we can change our lives. The Rambam says, Elo Hashoichichim, we hear the message of the shofar, the bechia of the shofar. So if Chazal, the koyach hashofar is Allah's bechias. So if the Gemara, Yom Chua Yelachem, Yom Yevava, the day of crying.
The tkiya and the true the Gemara learns out of Rosh Hashanah. It's two different types of crying. A wail and a quick cry, and a slow cry. It's Meramaz on the crying. Well, who's crying, Rabbi said? The Nisham is crying. The Nisham is crying because it wants to connect the Saviyah and the Yisima. So if the Zohar HaKadosh, who both says Saviyah and the Yisima, Yerach, Yom 30 days, Zeh Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the time when we're looking. Uvoch says Yisima and the Saviyah, we're looking to connect. Eilu HaShoychachim. We want to get back to where we really can be. And even doidin, we're much better than we think. We have so much koyches, and the Bereshim's waiting. He wants to connect. Ubochsa, we start to cry. That's the chodesh. That could be another remez to blow the shofar all 30 days. The minute ubochsa is a via remez. Shloishim yom the chodesh elul to remember to cry. What are we crying? Where is our father and mother? Just like the Yifasoya. But we can cry from today to tomorrow. Or so we can hear someone's crying. But we don't open up the ear. The koines, avodov, to be an eved to Hashem, we have to be makna the ear, to oizen, to hear the truth, and to internalize the truth. That's Chodesh Elul. That's Rosh Hashanah. The koine avodah badin. The shmi of the shofar. Hashem is koine. Azoybi is koine eved. The Adam is koine eved with a piercing of the ear. The shofar pierces our ear if we let it. If we let it pierce the ear, not the actual physical, we have pierced the sense of the ear. Then be'ezah Hashem, we become niknet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avodah b'zeh. That's a murderic mantra, but it's an unreal, powerful mantra because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, after Nusin Yad Bedin, he stretches out his hand. Dirshu Hashem b'imotzoi k'ru b'yosef koroi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down. I always say that we on Motzi Yom Kippur, we say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times or at Zofi, which the Brewer brings down, B'Shem Chazal, we say it 7 times. Why? We're scorning our Kodesh Baruch Hu back up. We're scoring him back off. Hashem Hu Elokim, he's going further up. He's always there, but he comes down much closer. And now after Yom Kippur, the gates of the Ilah are closed and closed. But during this time of the year, Yerushu Hashem V'imotso Elu Asor Yom and Chodesh Elu, when it's a time, I need Lidoidi, Kodesh Baruch Hu is near. He's very near. The question, are we hearing the call? He's calling out. He's seeking us, as we said last week. He's seeking us, but are we looking? Are we looking out for Rabbi Yisai? The myriadic opportunity, what a month, Rabbi Yisai. But we have to hear the call, we have to hear the message, Rabbi Yisai. There's so many messages Hashem sends us. If we just listen, we open up the ear, Rabbi Yisai, and we learn to hear, Rabbi Yisai, we can have a different life, Rabbi Yisai. We can connect at a deep level, Rabbi Yisai. It's difficult. No one says it's not difficult. The Yitzhar is fighting. We're holding by the end, Rabbi Yisai. We're holding by the end, Mamish. The Yitzhar knows it. It's up to Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, and Envy. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amid Beis. Lama Toikin Mariyin Kishen Yoishvin. Lama Toikin Shein Beishin O Kishen Yoishvin Kimogam Kimogam Kimim Oimdim. Why do we bother to talk about Shofar twice? So of Chazal, of the Gemara Kedei La'arve V'Sasata. We want to mix up the sun. Here we're blowing so many times. Rashi says, since he was chav of the mitzvah, he sees we're so chav of the mitzvah. So he's master. He doesn't want to say his times. Kivayga learns that it didn't Tshuva Me'ava, therefore he doesn't want to say his tithes, because Tshuva Me'ava makes this doinos into mitzvahs, so he doesn't understand it. So Seisim Piv, so Kivayga is doing Rashi, so here we're doing Tshuva Me'ava. But where's the Tshuva Me'ava, Rabbi Yisai? The Teretz is, we blow the shofar, we mechav the shofar, not just that beautiful shofar. Ah, what a shame of shofar. You know, the guy comes out of shul, what do you gain? Did you see the Baal Kedesh here? Wow, did he have a piece over there? Wow. He came out of shul. That's what he got. All he got was at the... Wow, you see that shofar? It flipped over 6 times. Unbelievable. It looked like a Luna Park. Unbelievable. I was waiting for the water to come out. But anyway, what a shofar. What a shofar, boys. What's the coil of the shofar? The chvivis, boys. The sotan is ma'arvei, says tomorrow. Says Tosis, when he hears the call the first time, he's been blue, but he hears the second time, he says, it's Vare Koilo Shomashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Vare Koilo Shomashiach. Frek the belt. I don't understand. He's a fool, the Chot Satan. He's a very smart man. Bus Epis this year, he heard it last year. We've been through this again. first episode this year, boy, sir. There's what you say. If the MS, you saw that tomorrow, Mizra, boy, sir. Every door, boy, sir. Said the Chavetz Chaim was Monteas. I don't understand. The Kiva Eger was a Chalik man. No, the Chavetz Chaim, Chalik the Chavetz Chaim. The Kiva Eger, heard of him? Yeah, we got heard of him. He was a Chashma man, yeah. His door was unbelievable. Kiva Eger, Shiach didn't come in his generation. Let's go back. We shine him. She doesn't come. What's up is our generation? The Chavetz Chaim fire care. In a generation, we have such big missions in the time of the Chavetz Chaim. People don't realize it, but saying, we think today, only today, guys are going off, things are problems. We don't know what's going on in Europe, but saying, we don't realize what's going on in Europe, but saying. The Mill has a whole book about the Palamite, it was Neuer, all the isms in the world. Communism, socialism, every ism, Zionism, keep it under the note, Zionism. Anyway, the kids are, all these isms were killing people, my unbelievable, destroying their brain. The Chavetz Chaim had a granddaughter, boy, sir. She was a granddaughter. Shimshon Peres went to visit her. Went to visit the Chavetz Chaim's granddaughter. She was an atheist, not an atheist, she didn't believe. Hey, look at Chavetz Chaim's granddaughter. He went to visit her. Went to visit her. Great people, Rabbi Yisai. We think today, oh, such fairness. The Torah's one, for the mice, it's true. One thing they didn't have, Rabbi Yisai, the Chavetz Chaim's granddaughter didn't have an iPhone. She didn't have an iPhone, Rabbi Yisai. She didn't have, she might have got influence, but she had to go out. She had to go out outside the house and go away from her parents, go to a school, meet somebody somewhere to teach her. Here, the guy's mom is in the base medrash, learning the Bekiva Ege. But the Sefer seems to rise as the Seder goes on. His eyes are squinting a lot, and he walks out. Why are you rubbing so eyes so much for the Bekiva Ege? I know it's emotional, but. But then we see the voice under the Rebbe Kiva Eger. It's Samuel Eger. Under the Rebbe Kiva Eger, who knows what's under there, Rebbe Yisai? Who knows what's under there, Rebbe Yisai? You know, I once was on a plane. See, I mean, it's the story, the guy came on the plane. So this is so great, he came on with a Gval de Garotzoi. To call a spy, I like to meet sides so coming on the plane with spiders coming on. It's a long flight, 12 hours. Came on, he put it on his table. He said, now use the table. Put it on his table, ready to start. Then all of a sudden, sir, the plane's turning around, heading back. They had a glue, they get a knife to get his eyeballs off the machine. Sir, the next crew came on already. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I gotta get home to watch the next crew, what's it called, set. Anyway, for myself, but the Nisyonis today, the boys said, not child, the Chavetz Chaim said, and the Torah's because them, they had the Nisyonis, but a person who does a mitzvah today, a person who hears the Kol Shofar today, he hears it, it gets in. The heart is so stuffed up with garbage. And that Kol Shofar penetrates through the ear into the heart of this generation. And he makes some move, a little move, the smallest move. You know what that does? Explosion. In the past generation, a matter was hard. But in today's generation, forget about the heartbeats, there's no heart anymore. Nothing there. And the Kol Shofar is heard. We're not just in the ear. He hears it in the heart. In this generation. The Satan can't handle that. It's a different year from last year. Last year the son said he heard it. But he came back and he heard it again. But it's a different Kol Shofar. The Kol Shofar from 2017 with iPhone 8. Not 7. iPhone 7 was a big sir. iPhone 8, oy vey. He has 8 lives. iPhone 8, and the guy here is called Schreifer. So this might be the koil of Shemashiach Tzikainu in heaven.